That's all coming up on Travel Writers Radio, but first, here's news editor Kirsty Bedford with all the travel news you can use.
In travel news this week, Donald Trump has revised his travel ban, blocking 6 countries instead of 7, sparing Iraq after his first executive order was blocked in the courts. The New York Times says President Trump has signed a new executive order blocking citizens of Iran, Somalia, Sudan, Yemen, Syria, and Libya from entering the United States. The order was revised to avoid protests that engulfed the nation's airports after Trump signed his first immigration directive in late January. The new order imposes a 90-day ban and reverses an indefinite ban on refugees from Syria, replacing it with a 120-day freeze that requires review and renewal. The new order also cuts the number of refugees admitted to the United States each year to 50,000 from about 110,000. Taking effect next week, it also exempts citizens of the 6 banned countries who are legal U.S. permanent residents or have valid visas to enter the U.S. But Amnesty International says in a statement the new order would still cause extreme fear and uncertainty for thousands of families by once again putting anti-Muslim hatred into policy. Hotels.com has released its latest hotel price index data, finding prices for Aussies are continuing to go up in popular international holiday destinations. It says the United States and Greece were the most expensive places to rest your head. In the US, it was Lahaina, which topped the list at $384 a night, followed by Mykonos in Greece at $356 a night and New York at $345. In New Zealand, prices rose by 5% on average to $179 a night, with a night in the resort town of Queenstown the least affordable, up 12% to $253. On the flip side, Brexit was a good thing for Aussies, who experienced more holiday buying power following the shock vote in June, with a trip to the UK the most affordable it's been for some time, especially in London, where the average price paid for a hotel room decreased by 10%. The Turkish city of Istanbul, which was rocked by terror attacks and attempted coup in 2016, not surprisingly topped the list of European destinations that saw the steepest decline, with 30% rate lower than last year, and terrorism also affected Paris, where prices were down by 10%. Meanwhile, airport transfer website Hooper had released its annual report revealing the cheapest and most expensive holiday destinations in the world for a one-night stay. The report analysed a total of 84 places across the globe and says it found Zurich the number one spot for the most expensive destination at $273 a night, including meals and drinks, while Bulgaria takes the crown for being the cheapest destination in the world, with all costs totaling a mere $61. The cheapest place to go for a three-course meal for two at a mid-range restaurant is Antalya in Turkey. On the other hand, if you are visiting Dubai, you may be in for a shock, with the average price of a bottle of wine coming in at $48. You'll find the cheapest prices for a good pint in the Philippines, while the average price in Manila is a tiny 61 cents. Looking at the average price of taxi journeys, Zurich once again took the top spot for the priciest ride, while Cairo, you pay just $1.40 per 3 kilometres. Social media management platform Hootsuite has found Australian tourism brands that frequently use Instagram to engage consumers could grow their audience by up to 10 times. Its research highlights that more than ever, social media engagement has the ability to drive purchasing decisions and help develop long-lasting relationships. Analyzing tourist behaviors, it found an Australian hotel, bar, or restaurant is tagged on Instagram every 28 seconds. Influencers can drive up to 87% of post volume for hotels, bars, and restaurants, and those who are active on social are perceived 20% more positively than those who aren't. It says with 71% of consumers making purchasing decisions based upon what they discover on social media, travel and hospitality organizations need to engage with users and conversations surrounding their brand. And yet less than half of the hospitality and tourism brands in Australia are actively using social media, and 45% of those with accounts are not engaging with their audience. Spa treatments, laundry services and childminding are the least used services within hotels across the country, while Wi-Fi is the most popular. The findings come from a survey of more than 1,000 Australians conducted by independent research agency commissioned by Hotels Combined. While spa treatments seem like one of the most desirable services within hotels, surprisingly 50% of Aussies don't use them. Laundry services seem an essential service, but they too are only used by half of Aussies. More than a third of us admit that we don't use a hotel's concierge, and 34% don't use room service, while 61% said they don't use childminding services offered by hotels. Chris Rivett, head of marketing for Hotels Combined, says we're travelling more often, but spending less time away from home, and that means we have less need for laundry services, spa, beauty treatments, or babysitting. The most popular hotel services amongst survey respondents was hotel-free Wi-Fi, used by 83% of respondents, 24-hour receptions used by 83%, and housekeeping services. Other services the majority of travellers use include pillow options to enable us to feel more at home and get a good night's rest, and airport shuttles. That's Travel News This Week. I'm Kirsty Bedford.
Thanks, Kirsty. News editor Kirsty Bedford there with this week's Travel News.